This is a download from BBC Radio 3. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/Beethoven.
Coming up next, music by Beethoven. But before we hear the Seventh Symphony, a reminder that all the Beethoven symphonies in my programmes this week are available for download. Just go to the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3, follow the links to the Beethoven Experience. The symphonies will be available up until a week after the broadcast. Now, we've had over 650,000 downloads since the scheme began, thanks to everyone who's used this new facility, and especially to the people who've taken the trouble to write in and give us valuable feedback. So, back to the music, and it's good to know that Beethoven's humanitarian outlook had a practical as well as an artistic aspect. The premiere of his Seventh Symphony was planned for a concert in aid of Austrian and Bavarian soldiers wounded in battle. The conductor was Beethoven himself, and reports suggest that this was something of a battle in its own right. By now, 1813, he was becoming significantly hard of hearing and couldn't catch what the orchestra was doing unless it was playing very loudly. At this time, he was recognised as the greatest living Viennese composer, and although some of his formal and expressive innovations were still failing to impress the conservative critics, the audience in general had no doubt of the power of the music. The applause at this premiere was reported to have risen to the point of ecstasy, and the second movement, the Allegretto, had to be repeated by popular request. Well, here's our chance to hear all four movements again. The lively, rhythmic first movement with its grand introduction, the gentle Allegretto, jig-like scherzo, and the finale, again rich with dance-like rhythms. The BBC Philharmonic is conducted by Gianandrea Nozeda in the Seventh Symphony by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, played there by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Gianandrea Nozeda. And tomorrow the Philharmonic continue their Beethoven cycle for us with the Eighth Symphony in F major, also the Coriolan Overture, and music by Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky, his first piano concerto featuring Jin Ju as soloist. I do hope you can join me for that. And don't forget, of course, you can download this week's Beethoven symphonies off the website bbc.co.uk/radio3 and follow the links to the Beethoven Experience, where it's all explained.